time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com news.
Secret Service officials this morning trying to explain the series of blunders. A pretty devastating report released Thursday describes confusion, training breakdowns, and communication failures.
Powered by News One.
BlackAmericaWeb.com news brought to you by the Home Depot. For all your home projects, hit the Home Depot for quality brands, expert advice, and great prices, or just visit HomeDepot.com. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Cebu.
Good morning. It is Friday, November 14, 2014. As you heard, that Secret Service report about security at the White House included one statement that one of the Secret Service agents was on his cell phone on a personal call when the intruder made his way into the White House.
They don't care, man.
They act like they're mall security.
Their mall security will stop you.
Mall security will stop you.
They will stop you.
But you don't mind mall security being on the phone.
No.
You're the Secret Service guarding the President of the United States of America.
Exactly.
And you on the phone?
You're on the phone with a personal call, yeah. Yesterday, it was voting day on Capitol Hill. Senate Republicans reelected their leadership without drama, keeping Mitch McConnell as their leader. He is new majority leader of the Senate. And the Democrats, for whatever reason, decided to keep Harry Reid as their leaders, adding Elizabeth Warren to leadership as the party elected their new chiefs. And Elizabeth Warren is a
little
person.
Upset, wasn't she? Yeah.
No, Elizabeth Warren is actually one woman to keep an eye on as we come into the 2016 election year. A lot of people are promoting her to take on Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination. I like her a lot. Attorneys for the family of Michael Brown are urging restraint by both protesters and police once a grand jury decides whether the St. Louis officer who shot Michael Brown should face charges. Attorneys Anthony Gray and Benjamin Crump held a press conference yesterday outside the St. Louis County Justice Center, where the grand jury is meeting, and Dr. Michael Bodden, who performed and did the private autopsy on the family's behalf, was scheduled to testify. Now, Michael Brown's parents were in Geneva this week, as we talked about earlier, as the UN committee.
Switzerland?
Yes. That's where they were, speaking before the United Nations.
Wow.
And the Committee Against Torture, and about testimony in the U.S. policies. They did not attend the press conference yesterday.
Mm.
They are looking at still the deal, trying to figure out how much money, as if it's anybody's business. But the family of Thomas Eric Duncan, you know, settled with the hospital this week.
Yeah.
And they said that his fiance was left out of the settlement. Well, she is now inked to a book deal. Her memoir is scheduled for April 28th to be published by the Weinstein Company and the Perseus Book Group. And they are saying that the book currently is untitled. And, of course, Thomas Duncan died October 8th and remains the only Ebola patient in the U.S.
So only his family?
His immediate family. His fiance was not a part of that deal that they worked out this week. And the settlement with the hospital, but she was not involved. But she is working on a book, so we'll see what happens there.
Didn't they quarantine her, too?
Yeah, she was part of that, yeah.
And they gutted her apartment? She lost all that? She lost everything?
That was another part of it, yeah.
And she got nothing?
And she got, she got a book deal.
Book deal.
So we'll see, you know, you can get, you know, a nice little chunk of change with
a book deal.
For a book deal. Rumor has it that Washington's football team probably will not extend Robert Griffin III's contract.
What?
According to ESPN, Washington is not interested in committing to him for the long term. He has, of course, been injury prone. And they say after the drama returning his return, he might not be a part of the Washington football team for much longer.
Take those braids up and show up. They wouldn't know who he was.
He'd be another guy.
Sources are reporting yesterday that Florida State University's student code of conduct hearing involving Jameis Winston has been delayed until December 1st.
Oh,
it was originally set for next week. He's accused in a December 2012 sexual assault that allegedly took place in an off-campus apartment. And newsman, weatherman Al Roker, trying to set a record for the longest uninterrupted weather report in history, and planned on continuing for 34 hours straight. He started at 10 o'clock at p.m., and apparently some things happened overnight. They say if you were watching the live stream overnight, you might have noticed, and aside from his usual banter, a particularly odd occurrence when he took a break to use the bathroom. And they said that they forgot, and I'm using air quotes, to turn Al's mic off when he went to the restroom.
Had to do something. So everybody was, it's so boring.
That's probably the most exciting part of the whole damn thing.
And to watch a man do the weather for 34 hours straight has got to be the most boring thing in the world.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right.
Well, they picked the right man for it.
Because he does know a thing or two
about boring.
So live stream took on new meaning, according to Al. Those are your headlines on Civil
16 Wokes. Before the hour. This is the TJMS.